Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Special shout out to all the folks listening to us on GCN. That's our syndicator, as well as the USA Radio Network and our selected Salem stations, some of the biggest stations in the country and the biggest cities in the country. And, of course, we're on around the world on the internet and satellite. And hello to Maria and all her pals over in Germany that are listening to us tonight. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, and that, of course, means the great drivers.
The 1023 produced to the House Committee.
Charlie, thank you, Charlie. Thank you. There you go. Charlie got anxious here. I got Charlie Chuck Grassley ready to go here. So he'll be that in a minute. But anyway, I want you to say hello and thank you when you see one of the over-the-road drivers delivering your groceries and whatnot to the food stores and your shirts, pants, whatever. And don't forget the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can also find us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Radio show, as I like to say. All right, first of all, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
I'm going to bring Denise into the situation here. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Time for you and Kyle to say the pledge. Have at it, and then I got something special here.
Okay, thanks, Captain. Here we go, Denise. I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, folks, we emphasize those two words, as Captain Matt tells you every morning here on the program, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, once again, we're back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And, Captain, I think you had something here from Charles Grassley.
Yeah, Chuck got a little happy there, queued up a little too quick on me there and started to play, but we're going to play it again. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please pay attention to Senator Chuck Grassley and listen to what he says. Denise and Kyle are going to go back and forth after this, but listen to what's said here. This is extremely important.
The 1023 produced to the House Committee's redacted reference that the foreign national who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden allegedly has audio recordings of his conversation with them. 17 such recordings. According to the 1023, the foreign national possesses 15 audio recordings of phone calls between him and Hunter Biden. According to the 1023, the foreign national possesses 2 audio recordings of phone calls between him and then Vice President Joe Biden. These recordings were allegedly kept as a sort of insurance policy for the foreign national in case that he got into a tight spot.
Well, there you go, guys. Have at it.
Okay, well, thank you, Captain. Yes, Denise, what do you think about what Senator Grassley was talking about? We know about the 1023 form, but these audio recordings could be pretty explosive. What do you think?
Well, first of all, this the FBI, when they finally, under the pressure of Comer, who's head of the Oversight Committee, to put Christopher Wray in contempt, finally delivered the 1023. But the 1023 had some redactions. Little did they know, or did they bother to remember, that Grassley himself has seen the entire 1023 unredacted. So he knew what he knew about the audio tapes already. But he was playing the FBI, said, let's see how honest they're going to be. So they come over to the House a week ago and provide the Oversight Committee with the 1023 with the redactions. And, you know, that shows you how dishonest and obstruction, the kind of obstruction that the FBI was putting in place with the Oversight Committee. So Grassley decided, okay, I'm just going to go to the Senate floor and I'm going to put it out there of what the FBI did. But he was very kind about it because he didn't say, shame on you, Christopher Wray, and shame on you, FBI. But Comer did say that. Now, the question is Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, were they being blackmailed? I don't think so. I think it was a situation that is an insurance policy to ensure that whatever Zelensky, who happens to be the foreign national in this, needed to have, use these audio tapes in case they, the United States was going to backtrack. So it was really an insurance policy. Now, we don't know what the audio tapes say.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back, folks. And caller, you hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Today is Have Lunch Day with the Captain over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters.
And that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of...
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis, everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
I'm going to do that. Turn it right back over to Kyle and Denise in just a second. I want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Check them out on the web, Geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. Get a cost comparison on the same policy you got right now. See if they can save you some money. They just might be able to. After all, why spend more than you have to? All righty. Now, first of all, I got a question, and then I'm going to turn it over to the Good Time Gang here, and we got a caller, so we'll get the caller in there too. Representative Ogles, a Republican representative, has introduced articles of impeachment against both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So, Kyle, that question is for you. Is it going to work? Denise, that question is for you. You two, let me know what you think.
All right. Well, what do you think, Denise?
I understand the introduction of articles of impeachment, but I would argue that right at this moment it's a gesture. It's almost like a formality. I think there's more that needs to surface here before anything is pursued when it comes to impeachment. Because other things are going to bubble to the surface. Now, we don't have access to these audio tapes. That's number one. We'll have to make the demands. You know, the court of public opinion here, we're going to have to make the demands that these audio tapes be released. Now, who's in possession of them, I don't know. We don't know if the FBI has them or, you know, the whistleblower does or what. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you know that Biden has a legal team, and so does Hunter. And so they're watching all of this machinery, this legal machinery, when it comes to bribery gate, or whatever we're going to call this. We'll have to see what this does actually to the Biden reelection campaign. And even if Biden continues to do this, at some point, could it be that he comes out with some kind of a health issue, that he decides to drop out of the race? Or does he become the nominee? And then, I mean, timing is everything. Once he becomes the nominee, do the Republicans strike again? So I would just be patient here. And see how this thing plays out, but I would have a post-it note on your desk to kind of remind you to, you know, keep checking on these things and, you know, put it into the timeline.
Okay, let's get to the caller real quick here. Begum and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I see here on the internet where it says that Marjorie Taylor Greene announced a bill to defund the special counsel Jack Smith. And in addition to that, I also saw where they had a, apparently there had some, artificial intelligence, some fake campaign ads, negative campaign attack ads is what I should say. And do you know anything about that, Denise? All right, that's it, Cap.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, I understand. Again, you know, some of these lawmakers like to grandstand, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is very compassionate about things. And so I understand that she just wants to put that out there. It's not going to go anywhere. It's not about defunding Jack Smith's investigation or his work as special counsel. You know, that's not going to get any traction, but I understand her presence, in doing this. So I, you know, again, don't get your hopes up. I mean, you know, that's just not the way Washington works. If for anything, I would be going down the pathway of getting rid of Merrick Garland. That's right. And I would say Lisa Monaco. I think Lisa Monaco is actually advising Merrick Garland. I think Lisa Monaco is probably one of the more dangerous people that we have in the Department of Justice, because her confidant in all of these things against Trump, against conservatives, against parents, against Republicans is Andrew Weissman. And together they commiserate, and then they hand it on over to Merrick Garland and make the case for Merrick Garland to do certain approvals and who they would necessarily appoint, like in the case of Jack Smith. So, yeah, I'd be cautious on that one. I think we're kind of going down the wrong path. As far as deep fakes, yeah, they're out there, and there isn't anybody that says you can't use them. And you're going to see a lot of them. I mean, deep fakes, artificial intelligence has taken off like wildfire, and it's gotten to the point where it's almost out of control already, and we haven't even, and it's really at the beginning of its life. So, they are in campaign ads. They're in TV commercials. They're on your iPhone. They're on Facebook. Deep fakes are everywhere, and artificial intelligence is everywhere. So this is going to take every one of the listeners to pay closer attention to detail than you've ever paid before, and we're in a dangerous place.
Go ahead, Kyle.
I would completely agree with you, Denise. Absolutely. You know, talking about the idea of impeachment, you know, Trump was impeached 2 times, but there wasn't a critical mass in the country that there wasn't a swell in the country that said, yes, impeach this man and drive him from office. It was seen as, again, something political, something done by the Democrats. And the one thing when it comes to impeachment, this is, I think, why Nixon ultimately resigned, because there was a swell in the country to say, this is, you know, he's not going to survive.
Well, I tend to disagree with that part, because when it came to Nixon, people had a very different attitude towards politics. There was almost kind of a gentleman's thing. I'm not going to put the country through this. And I think that's why Nixon resigned. I'm not going to put the country through this. But look what we have already been through by these Democrats. They're going to dig in and dig in and dig in. They're going to be relentless, and they're not going to let up, period. So for the sake of argument, let's say that Trump becomes the president again. Do you think that it's going to be smooth sailing for him? I would argue the answer to that is no. You're going to have organizations outside government, like think tanks, the Brookings Institute and whatnot, and they're going to talk to other world leaders, and they're going to destroy the reputation of the United States by destroying Trump. So any kind of relationships we have, and in the future are not going to be the same. As far as the attitudes out there, people just won't admit this, but even the good guys, and even if they like Trump, he's been already packaged as toxic, as tainted goods, and that hurts the country. And these Democrats don't care. Merrick Garland doesn't care. Lisa Monaco and Andrew Weissman, they don't care about the damage they do to the country. The ends justify the means. We're in a bad place. And, you know, Trump has said he's not about to drop out. He's a fighter. I understand that. And I think in some ways he's still trying to drain the swamp in his own way before he's even become the nominee for 2024. But you have to kind of look at the bigger picture here and the consequences, and I haven't even figured it all out. I try it every day, but it's really tiresome. And now we have George Soros, who is who's turned his $25 billion empire over to his son. Well, his son is worse than the father.
It's over here.
And he's much worse. So we're not in a good place, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Thank you very much, Denise. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff being discussed about today in Miami.
Yes,
thank you. All right. And Kyle, you hang on. We're coming back with a military and veterans news segment. And Kyle's got some information on that, and I'll be right back.
Tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. When it comes to some topics and at certain times, the American public is on a need-to-know basis, according to National Security Advisor John Kirby, who spoke after it turned out China is operating a spy base in Cuba. Last week, Kirby had called news reports about it inaccurate.
The sensitive nature of this information is such that we just simply couldn't go into more detail.
Beijing upgraded the facility in 2019 during the Trump administration. A Utah mother who allegedly killed her husband and then wrote a children's book about grief will remain behind bars for now. A Summit County judge denied a bond request from Corey Richens. Prosecutors say Richens gave her husband a drink spiked with a deadly dose of fentanyl last year. Her next court appearance set for June 22nd. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, and we're going to try a new wrinkle this morning. I've got Kyle Warren, who's going to give you the Military and News segment while I take a little bit of a break, about 5 minutes or so, and then I come back. So, Kyle, take it away.
All right, thank you so much, Captain, and good morning again to everybody out there. And, yes, this is the Military Veterans News segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to start this morning, folks, with a great honor that is being given to two soldiers who were killed in action. The U.S. Army is now naming its first new combat vehicle in nearly four decades. It's going to be called the M10 Booker, after two soldiers who were killed in action, one in the Iraq War and the other in World War II. Staff Sergeant Stephen A. Booker was killed on April 5, 2003, during the so-called Thunder Run in Baghdad, Iraq. Private Robert D. Booker was killed under heavy machine gun fire in Tunisia on April 9th, 1943, during World War II. And so, again, it's definitely a great honor that the military is bestowing upon these two who gave their last full measure for their country in service of their country. And so we honored them as well. So, again, this is going to be the first new combat vehicle, we understand, in about 40 years. So that is quite an honor indeed. Also, this from Military Times via the AP, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that a counteroffensive and defensive actions are underway against Russian forces, asserting that his top commanders are in a, quote, positive mindset as their troops engaged in intense fighting along the front line. The Ukrainian leader at a Kyiv news conference alongside Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau responded to a question about Russian President Vladimir Putin's comment a day earlier that Ukraine's counteroffensive had started and Ukrainian forces were taking, quote, significant losses. Zelensky said that the counteroffensive defensive actions are taking place in Ukraine. I will not speak about which stage or phase they are in. Now, they stopped short of announcing a full-blown counteroffensive was underway, although some Western analysts said they said fiercer fighting and has been reported, and the use of reserve troops suggests that it was. Now, a little bit more about Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is now said on Friday that Moscow is going to be deploying some of its tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus next month, we understand. Now, we've heard inklings about this before, but the Belarusian opposition described it as an attempt to blackmail the West. So here we go, folks. This idea that Vladimir Putin wants to up the ante by bringing in the specter of nuclear weapons, be they tactical or what have you. Obviously, that shows that he is, I think, still getting pretty desperate because he's not able to win this war outright. But certainly that kind of a thing would definitely up the ante to a point where it would just be absolutely unacceptable. Now, speaking of upping the ante, we understand that Gordon Chang, for example, is saying that the U.S. is not prepared for war with China, although I think you probably find some folks in the Pentagon who might want to disagree with that notion, just on the idea that, of course, they are preparing for war all the time. That's their business in defending our nation. But what Gordon Chang is talking about is that the Chinese military are developing some weapons which he feels we don't really have a defense against right now, and I think that would probably be the hypersonic missile, for example. But that also in and of itself is a very, very serious kind of a development that we have here. Also, and we talked a little bit about this on the weekend show, and that is that right now troops could see a monthly bonus and better housing play under a brand new house plan. Junior enlisted troops could see monthly paycheck bonuses next year and higher housing stipends under plans to be unveiled by House lawmakers next week, which would make it this week because they were talking about this at the end of last week. The move follows House Republicans' promises over the last year to better financially protect young troops and their families from high inflation and other unexpected costs associated with military life. Although all troops receive an annual pay raise, get this, folks, many junior officers or junior service members, I should say, make less than $30,000 a year. That's their base pay, and it's below the federal minimum wage. Now, I'm sure that we all can agree that those who sign up to go to the fighting whenever their country asks them to, they do it without question. They train hard. They want to make sure that they defend their nation, defend our way of life, and to give them a little bit more to help fight inflation, I think we can all get behind something like that, because obviously they absolutely deserve it. And so again, this from Military Times, that this House plan may offer that bit of a leg up for many of our junior service members. And again, this is going to be looks like it's going to be more for troops that rank E6 and below, quote, as economic conditions dictate. The exact amounts right now are going to be determined by the Pentagon, officials after the passage of the legislation. But once again, anybody who's been in the military or knows somebody who has, anything like this would be a very, very big help. Again, it's just beyond me the bravery that it takes to sign up and to just be on call and go to war when your country asks you to. But once again, this counteroffensive in Ukraine also, I think, is going to be very, very important because obviously anything that makes Vladimir Putin have to think twice about what he's going to be able to accomplish is a good thing in and of itself. And once again, rounding this out, folks, taking a look, this idea of the spy base in Cuba also, I think, is incredibly important. Now, they're saying it's been operating there since at least 2019.
Cuban Missile Crisis, 1962.
That's right, the Cuban Missile Crisis. That's right. If you have a Chinese spy base in Cuba, Captain, that in and of itself is going to be incredibly provocative. And if they're piggybacking on some of the Russian capabilities and installations there, then that also speaks volumes about where Russia and China are getting together.
They're one-upping everything. That's what they're doing.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so this kind of thing. Now, obviously, the listening post in Cuba is incredibly important, but also flying a balloon all across our continental United States, Captain, trying to soak up everything. It's more than Wi-Fi passwords, that's for sure. But that in and of itself is provocative. And what did we see happen with this administration? Well, almost exactly zero.
Well, we're coming up on the break here, and I want to say good morning to James up there in Georgia. Thanks, James, for tuning in and being there and being a great-sounding post. And he says that's why he doesn't watch sports, because they get paid more than our troops who put their lives on the line for our freedom. Think about that for a minute.
It really is a disparity, isn't it? Although, you know, Captain, you know, the American people, though, are so dedicated to the military. Yeah, I think it should probably be a whole heck of a lot more, don't you think, in terms
well,
of
it needs
terms
to be,
of pay raise?
It needs to be excluded, or, I mean, expanded. It needs to be the military, the police, the firefighters, and the EMS who do things that you have no idea, no idea how many lives they save with their actions. You have no idea.
Well, you're exactly right about that. And again, to answer your country's call, you know, and you're going to go to some far off part of the world and defend our way of life, defend our interests, defend our people, and help our allies. It takes a special kind of person to do that.
Yes, it does. And, of course, we're going to be coming back here from this break with our good friend Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We've got some interesting financial news today to talk about with Chris. So don't go anywhere. Here comes the music. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and our pal Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Why Shaka? Why Shaka?
I got Obama balls!
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And, by the way, this portion of the program, a conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, always brought to you by Moss, spelt M-A-U-S, Acura, and that great, great, great top-of-the-line model, the Acura vehicle. You got to check them out. The flagship MDX Sport Utility is one whale of a vehicle, one whale of a vehicle. You're starting to see them all over the place because they're very affordable to drive, number one. And number two, they get down the road a little quick. How about that? Now, they're the proud originators of the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, active or retired. That's EMS, firefighters, and police, and also church pastors, too, where you get a great deal offered you on a vehicle. All you got to do is show up online or show up at North Florida Avenue at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, Acura.com. They're located right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership right there. Either way, you get the great opportunity to pick a tremendous vehicle, and away you go. Now, I got the pleasure of having my good friend, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, on. By the way, you heard me with the Mission Barbecue thing, right?
Yes, I did.
One of these days, we're going to go over there, and we're going to have a nice lunch and have some nice guests and friends over there to come see you, come see me, and it's going to be a great time.
Absolutely. Which is your which is the Mission Barbecue you guys usually go to?
West Waters, just north of the airport.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to that one. The one I've been to is the one down in Bradenton.
Yeah, they got two of them. Well, they got one in Bradenton, they got one out towards Lakewood Ranch, and they got one on University Parkway on the county line.
Oh, wow. So they got three down there now.
Yes,
wow.
They do. Yes, they do. Cool. And they're very popular. Mm-hmm.
The one close to IMG is the one I've been to.
Yeah, okay. That's the one I'll call it Lakewood Ranch, even though it's not.
Yeah.
It's University Parkway. Well, what we'll do is maybe we'll have a lunch there. I'll just call them up and say, hey, I need to have seats for 12 people. That's where we start, and then we go from there. We have filled the place before, so, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, let me go up here to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Hey, Chris.
How you doing?
Okay, Chris. Target, a.k.a. Target, if you're up in Canada. The market cap, once again, for Target, has lost $15.7 billion. That's the latest numbers. Their shares are approaching a 52-week low, and it's all because they went woke. Are any of these companies ever going to wake up?
Good question. I mean, if you take a look at Target and where it came from, I mean, there's just... You know, let's look at the stock over the course of the year. I mean, a little over a year ago, you know, it wasn't doing that well because it had inventory issues and the stock was down. But it's never dropped like this. I mean, right now it's like a cliff. You know, the whole thing started with obviously all their you know, woke and the children tuck clothes and all this nonsense. It was up over $160 a share not too long ago, and it's now down to $126 a share. And it's just completely fallen off a cliff. And, you know, like Walmart's going to be the beneficiary of this. You know, this shoving things down people's throats. I mean, Rogan talked about it. I've been talking about it for a while. You know, your lifestyle is your lifestyle. But I think it's becoming a bit too much for everyone.
Yeah.
For example, I mean, even, you know, what Joe Biden did at the White House, for example, with the flags and flying the gay pride or trans flag at the same level as the American flag. Now, he did that. It wasn't the alphabet community did that. He did that. But that's not good for the alphabet community because, you know, people are going to get upset about things like that. I mean, there has to be some amount of respect at some point in time where it's getting to be patently absurd. You know, a lot of these things are just, quite frankly, just not that necessary. And again, it's off-putting to a lot of people, and it's not good for business. I mean, we saw that happen with Bud Light, and people are like, wait a second. What in the world does this person need? Why is this person on a can of Bud Light? What in the world did they actually do? And again, there's pushback to some degree. I mean, Biden even said he was at the Pride event at the White House, and he told them they're the most courageous people he's seen, and he can remember. I'm like, didn't you just give a speech at the Air Force Academy for crying out loud?
Yep.
And come on already. I mean, I would imagine that the statements that he's making would be off-putting to gay military personnel. It's just stupid to some degree. I mean, enough already.
Let me tell you something about the U.S. flag code. At the White House, he actually violated the United States flag code and the proper display of the American flag by having that flag, that gay flag, at the same exact level as the American flag. The U.S. flag always, always, always on U.S. soil, regardless of what's going on, flies slightly higher than any other flag.
I mean, you learn that back when you're in Cub Scouts, for crying out loud. I have it in the, I have a gym at my house. I have an American flag up high on the wall and below it. Obviously, you know, for my background, I have, you know, Italian flag, Polish flag, and for my wife, a Greek flag underneath the American flag. It's just things that everybody knows.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one other thing, then I'll hand it over to Kyle here. We've got an inflation report coming out today, that's my understanding, which is going to be critical for the direction of the Fed policy. What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, with the CPI today?
Yes.
CPI is, you know, it's just an inflation report. Basically, if it comes in weaker than expected or in and around it, you'll probably see, you know, the markets probably, you know, rocket to some degree, probably a little bit too much. I think we're kind of getting a little ahead of ourselves at this point in time, but people would be reacting to the fact that the Fed might not raise again, and that might be it altogether. This week there's conversation in regards to whether or not the Federal Reserve is, whether they're going to raise this month or whether they're going to pause this month and start to go again next month. I'm not sure. I mean, the CPI number, if it comes in weaker, you know, I think we'll be a little bit off to the races. If it comes in strong, then you're going to have a bit of an opposite effect.
Okay. Now, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning again, Chris. And quick question here. We noticed here that the New York Fed evidently is saying that consumers are not so worried about inflation, perhaps, as maybe they once were. At least maybe that's going down a little teensy-weensy bit. But they find evidently that consumers have some anxiety over accessing credit as we move into the future. How is that going to impact spending, do you think? Because I think a lot of consumers have been using credit to keep up spending in recent times.
Well, they shouldn't. I mean, that's the issue. I mean, credit card companies are going to, it's not like the government, they're going to put limits on things from time to time. But, if you're living from one credit card bill to the next credit card bill and you keep adding to it, I suggest getting another job, okay, or making some changes in your spending. Credit card, interest rates they're high, and they were high prior to when the Fed started raising rates. I use a credit card for everything. I pay it in full every single month, and I collect the points. You're talking about access to credit when it comes to a mortgage or it comes to a car loan. They're going to get a little bit more difficult, but not that much. They've been, pretty stringent for a while now, going back to 2008, 2009, at least on the mortgage front. And, yeah, the loans are a little bit more expensive, if you mean that by being a little bit tighter, but credit card companies and whatnot, that's something, that's like playing with fire.
Now, Chris, you got
exactly
about
right.
Got about 25 seconds left, and I just want to ask you a basic question here. Miami today, Trump being arraigned, what do you think?
What do I think? I think that I'm really exhausted of this whole thing already. I'm it really is. I've been saying this for a while. We got to compete against China. We got to compete. We're not a serious nation. If you take a look and, what other countries are looking at us as the United States based upon all this garbage that has taken place, I mean, they got to be laughing. I mean, this is just stupid.
All righty. I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. And a special shout out, everybody, to our good friend Ken and Roger just came in the door. It's about to get real here in my neighborhood. All right, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And also, let's not forget, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.